Time to go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Here we are. Prime time. Steve, they're biting, right?
You know, it's really weird. And by the way, Lindsay is on fire. I got to tell you, she's feisty. She really is. But
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's been on and off. You know, I think this heat has been really a tough thing. The fish have been moving a lot. You know, you can catch them one day and they're gone the next day. I think this heat, you know, this early heat has really been tough, especially late in May. You know, we hit the 90s and it's really kind of screwed things up. Pardon my French, but yeah, it's been very inconsistent. That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, and, you know, Steve, every year is different. Every season is different. I know we're still in the mode where we pretty much need rain in a lot of spots, and that's for sure. And it looks like this week could be a bit stormy, particularly here Sunday night. We could see storms again midweek.
Well, we need the rain. I mean, there's no doubt.
Sure.
You know, everything is so low. The lakes are just as low as I've ever seen. But, you know, this heat that came in just, I don't know, it just kind of changed everything. The weed growth is accelerated. It just changed things drastically fast. And you really don't want to see anything happening super fast. You want a gradual warm-up and consistency, but we just haven't had that. It just kind of hit us, and, you know, 6, 7 days and 90s, and it really kind of messed up things. So fishing has been on and off is probably the best way to describe it. And June is usually really good, very consistent, but those 90s really, you know, kind of threw a wrench into things. So, you know, one day they're there, the next day they're gone, and it's just this weird weather. So the weed growth is, you know, getting kind of crazy, and water temperatures are 75, 74. You really don't want them to get, you know, any warmer than that. But I see a cool down next week, which is good. You know, that's all we need. You know, just kind of take a break, settle back, get in the 70s, and that should help things. So it's looking good. It's June, you know, the best month of the year for fishing, really.
Yeah, and Steve, I know you have a lot of groups, and I know you wanted to talk about a group you had in the boat recently.
Yeah, I had a veteran from the Iraq War that was a combat veteran who was wounded, and I had him and his son. We had a great time 3-4 days ago. He had just a wonderful son, 11-year-old rider, and just a good stick. And I could tell he fished off docks a lot and fished off shorelines, and you know, he was really intense and very focused, and we had a great time. So it was my pleasure to take those guys out. It was just a wonderful morning, beautiful, calm, sunny. It was just a beautiful day. So I was very gratified to take them out.
Yeah, and that is always good stuff. You get a lot of groups, but I know getting the vets out and their families is a big part of what you do. Hey, Steve, have a good evening. Once again, it could be a little bumpy this week, unsettled, but as you pointed out, cool down later in the week, highs in the 70s by this time next week. It'll feel pretty good.
Yep, looking forward to it. We're going to definitely have to pack rain gear, so that's okay. I'm glad to see it. I'm tired of the 90s, Steve.
Yeah, it was hot. You know, getting some yard work done, it's like, woo. I needed to take a break here and there in the shade. All right, Steve, have a good one. Good to viz with you.
All right. Take care, Steve.
Steve Kearney is Steve Kearney Outdoors and has been joining us on the weekends for years. By the way, our outdoors coverage continues on Sunday between 5 and 6. Rob Driesline from the Outdoor News has a great show. A lot of guests, a lot of great info. That is Sunday, sports schedules permitting, twin schedules permitting. And it should work out tomorrow. Twins and Royals get started at 1:10. Rob in the Outdoor News tomorrow between 5 and 6. And speaking of that, here is the lay of the land for tomorrow. We have Corazon Sunday between 10 and noon. At noon, inside Twins. Lineup card at 12:30. First pitch at 1:10. Connor Prelip, the scheduled starter. Twins drop a heartbreaker today. They had a 2-1 lead going to the ninth. They get beat 3-2 by the Royals. Same two teams on Sunday. Quick update on that weather one more time. Tonight should be lovely. Clear, low near 66. Tomorrow a sunny start. Chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and a high near 88. Should be able to get the ball game in. And then showers and thunderstorms likely Sunday night. Showers Monday in 83. Sunny and hot Tuesday in 90. 93 on Wednesday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Big thanks to Lindsey Brown. Big thanks to you for tuning in. I am Steve Thompson. Have a great Saturday night here at News Talk 830 WCCO.